Let's just briefly hear about your two patients just to get more of a flavor. And again, what we asked for is the last patient in your practice who got an anti-PD-1 antibody for MSI-high disease. So, Tony, you had, again, both of your patients are young, so very interesting. You had a 57-year-old woman, right-sided lesion. What was her RAS status?
So this patient was RAS mutated.
And so, what was her first-line therapy?
Her first-line therapy was FOLFIRI bevacizumab.
And how did she do on that?
She did fine. I mean, she was 6 months on therapy, so not great. It's a right-sided tumor, so these technically do worse. And she progressed through. In fact, you know, when I saw her, she was being treated outside, and her MSI status was not even checked.
Wow. So she was a referral in
She was a
after initial
referral in,
treatment.
yeah.
So was she a referral for consideration of second-line therapy?
She was a referral because she essentially decided to get a second opinion.
So she was getting chemo
She
Bev,
was getting
and
chemo Bev.
she
She was
went for a
progressed on
second
it.
opinion. She was
Decided.
progressing.
She was progressing. Decided that, you know, she wants to seek a second opinion. Comes to me. I actually looked all over. She came from very small hospital practice, remote area. There was no evidence of MSI tested.
Was
Tested
she
MSI.
tested for RAS and BRAF?
Just RAS and
RAS.
B. So KRAS. It was actually KRAS, nothing else, just KRAS. So this is some of the disparities you may see in extremely rural areas that are underserved. Can be problematic from that standpoint. So just KRAS, that's all she had. So there was no MSI tested. So we did
So she
MSI.
just kind of wanted to get another opinion.
Yeah.
Did she have any specific reason, any concerns about the care she
Yeah.
was
I mean,
getting?
she was progressing, and what she heard from the physician, you know, all patients, as Alan previously alluded to, you know, 57 is still pretty young. They don't want to hear that there are no significant options for them, that, you know, the right-sided tumor is a bad omen, and the KRAS mutation is even a worse omen, and that, you know, the second line option that she was offered was not going to give her much benefit. So when she shows up to us, you know, she's expecting a miracle, and I tell you, it's almost like a miracle because, you know, you don't see those MSI-high
So she
patients
was
very
MSI
often.
somatic.
She was MSI somatic high, yeah.
And so you put her on Pembro.
On Pembro, and then she responded within 3 weeks, started responding.
Where was her disease?
Peritoneal and a couple of lung nodules.
She felt better?
Ascites was almost completely resolved within 3 weeks, which is something actually I rarely see. I rarely see with these agents because you expect those responses to start happening slowly but surely. But occasionally, I've seen those patients, like you've seen them, you know, having this Lazarus effect. They just raised from the dead, literally.
And I should point out, this is not a real selected case. This is the last case we asked you for. So it was interesting. And also interesting, the history of what happened initially. So any tolerability issues with the pembrolizumab? Any autoimmune problems?
Nothing
Nothing at
whatsoever.
all. So she's like getting a therapy with no
Zero.
side effects, has had a fantastic
Zero
response.
side effects. I mean,
That's
this is
awesome.
like zero.
And I just might say again, getting back to my original thought about sort of bringing people into this algorithm that might have captured a patient like this, because there are probably tons of people out there like that who die. I mean, so very interesting how dramatic. And how long has it been she's been on therapy?
About a year.
And getting back to your other thought, if she gets out to 2 years, you think you're going to stop it?
I will stop. My stopping rule is 2 years for all patients.
The other thing, too, is the idea of we've been interested in the idea of electronic second opinions. And of course, there's a lot of telemedicine out there. But you didn't even need to see the patient to know what the problem was. If somebody had presented that history to you and you would have said, well, where's the MSI testing? You would have found it.